It is Yasmin here with you this evening. I hope you are doing very well on your Sunday night. President Obama says he will unveil his strategy for dealing with Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria in an address to the American public on Wednesday. The recent increase in violence by groups like Islamic State have prompted the Coptic Orthodox Church to speak out against the persecution of Christians in the area. We're joined by His Grace Bishop Angelos. I hope I've pronounced that correctly. Thank you for joining us this evening. Bishop Angelos, can I ask you, what's it like for Christians in the Middle East at the moment?
Good evening, Yasmin. It's very trying, and it's not just for Christians. As we've seen over the past weeks, it's for many minority communities and groups that at the moment are being marginalized because they don't fit within a very tight ideological presence, and that includes some Muslims as well, and Yazidis.
What do you feel would happen if an Islamic State was established over much of the Middle East?
That's been my concern, and in a statement I issued recently, I actually said that this had to be challenged, because if this remains as a viable model in Iraq as it is, it will spread to other places across the Middle East, and there will be very little control over it. And it will create a very dangerous position for anyone who doesn't subscribe to that very tight ideology.
What do you think can actually be done, though? And do you advocate stronger intervention for the UK or the UN?
I think what needs to be done immediately is humanitarian relief for these people who are there. Of course, there are longer-term solutions that are not within my remit to talk about. I'm not an expert. But at the moment, we know there are people suffering. There are people suffering humanitarian disasters, and they need to be supported, whether it's financially, whether it's through resources, or whether it's just through people on the ground supporting them and providing for them.
A sub-branch of Al-Qaeda has threatened India and Pakistan this week. Are you concerned for the future of Christians in that area as well?
Of course. We know that Christians in Pakistan and in other parts are already at risk and under threat. And as I said, I think we need to move away from just speaking about Christians now. I think what we've seen in the Middle East happening more and more is this narrowing perspective that dismisses and marginalizes everybody. So as a Christian leader, as a Christian minister, I can't sit by and just think, as long as the Christians are protected, we're fine. I think we have to look at all minority rights, all rights of international religious freedom that are actually supposedly protected under international law and international agreements, but we see them being violated on a daily basis.
What sense do you get from the Coptic community here about how concerned they are about what's happening in the Middle East?
Very concerned. I think as Copts, we've seen Egypt probably in a better situation than many other countries, because there is such a bulk. We're talking about 12, 13 million Christians in Egypt, which is the biggest Christian presence in the Middle East. But when you're looking at places like Iraq, like Syria, like various other countries, of course there is concern. And there's a concern as well that being the birthplace of Christianity, once you void these places of a Christian presence, you are losing a very significant part of its heritage. You're losing that identity, and you're losing whatever they can actually continue to contribute as people who have lived in these communities for generations, for centuries.
So, obviously, you've sounded your concerns about the Christian community, but also other minorities that you mentioned. Would you welcome more concerted airstrikes and getting troops on the ground as well?
I think, as a minister of religion, I would say that war is destructive and it's wasteful and must be avoided at all costs. I think if it's ever used, it's regrettable. There are people who make decisions on military intervention who would be far more qualified to do so than myself. But I would say there's always got to be a focus on preserving life because of its sanctity, whose ever life that may be.
So then what is, are you saying then that you wouldn't be in favour of concerted airstrikes?
I didn't say either way. Again, it's not a decision I need to make or speak about or am qualified to speak about. But I do see an immediate need for humanitarian aid for those people, and the longer-term solutions and strategies are looked at independently.
Bishop Angelos, thank you for your time this evening.
Thank you.